right, welcome to the Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, and hopefully some insight. I'm Jason Lawrence, and we're here with Christopher Heinemann and Ali Ghazani. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
Excellent.
Pretty good.
Tonight's...
How are you? I'm good.
Excellent, excellent, Your Excellency. Tonight's guests are rock, punk, blues trio Marry Me on CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver. From Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. And we'd like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. So, you're listening to Turtle Island String Quartet doing Robert Johnson's song Crossroads. And next we're going to hear a prayer written by Ali Ghazani, who is one of our new hosts, and he will be here with you through the summer months with his co-host and friend Super DJ Chris, of course. And that's Chris Heinemann. And with after that, then we'll hear a piece from Prince E. It's pronounced Prince E. It's spelled Prince E A, just in case you want to check him out. With his piece called "I'm Not Black, You're Not White." So, is that music still going? Bring it right down for him. Want to go for the prayer?
Yes,
okay. Here you go.
You always have the same.
He's got it. Yep. Go ahead.
O Lord God Yahu, as we gather together in your presence on this Canada Day, make us mindful of your generosity and glad.
Give him back.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to start again.
That was my bad. I'm sorry. Very sorry.
That's okay. Now that we got more volume on there as well.
I'm only interrupting his prayer. No big deal.
God is a forgiving type, you know?
I'm sorry, it's this new prayer. Okay. O Lord God Yahu, as we gather together in your presence on this Canada Day, make us mindful of your generosity and glad to do your will. Bless our land with honest industry, truthful education, and an honorable way of life. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride, arrogance, and from every ill course of action. Make us who come from many different backgrounds and countries, united people, one in purpose and vision. Amen.
Okay. We will be right back with punk rock blues trio Marry Me in just a few minutes. But for now, we're going to listen to I Am Not Black, You Are Not White by Richard Williams, better known as his stage name, Prince E. Let her rip.
I am not black. I mean, that's what the world calls me, but it's not me. I didn't come out of my mother's womb saying, "Hey, everybody, I'm black." No, I was taught to be black. And you were taught to call me that, along with whatever you call yourself. It's just a label. See, from birth, the world force feeds us these labels. And eventually, we all swallow them. We digest and accept the labels, never ever doubting them. But there's one problem. Labels are not you, and labels are not me. Labels are just labels. But who we truly are is not skin deep. See, when I drive my car, no one would ever confuse the car for me. Well, when I drive my body, why do you confuse me for my body? It's my body. Get it? Not me. Let me break it down. See, our bodies are just cars that we operate and drive around. The dealership we call society decided to label mine the black edition, yours the Irish or white edition. And with no money down, 0% APR, and no test drive, we were forced to own these cars for the rest of our lives. Forgive me, but I fail to see the logic or pride in defining myself or judging another by the cars we drive. Because who we truly are is found inside. Listen, I'm not here to tell you how science has concluded that genetically we're all mixed and race in the human species doesn't exist, or how every historian knows that race was invented in the 15th century to divide people from each other and it has worked perfectly. No, I'm not here to lecture. I just want to ask one question. Who would you be if the world never gave you a label? Never gave you a box to check? Would you be white, black, Mexican, Asian, Native American, Middle Eastern, Indian? No. We would be one. We would be together. No longer living in the era of calling human beings black people or white people. These labels that will forever blind us from seeing a person for who they are, but instead seeing them through the judgmental, prejudicial, artificial filters of who we think they are. And when you let an artificial label define yourself, then my friend, you have chosen smallness over greatness and minimized yourself, confined and divided yourself from others. And it is an undeniable fact that where there is division, there will be conflict, and conflict starts wars. Therefore, every war has started over labels. It's always us versus them. So the answer to war, racism, sexism, and every other ism is so simple that every politician has missed it. It's the labels. We must rip them off. Isn't it funny how no baby is born racist, yet every baby cries when they hear the cries of another? No matter the gender, culture, or color, proving that deep down we were meant to connect and care for each other. That is our mission, and that is not my opinion. That is the truth in a world that has sold us fiction. Please listen, labels only distort our vision, which is why half of those watching this will dismiss it or feel resistance and conflicted. But just remember, so did the caterpillar before it broke through its shell and became the magnificent butterfly. Well, these labels are our shells, and we must do the same thing so we can finally spread our wings. Human beings were not meant to be slapped with labels like groceries and supermarkets. DNA cannot be regulated by the FDA. We were meant to be free, and only until we remove them all and stop living and thinking so small will we be free to see ourselves and each other for who we truly are.
There's no shortage of ugliness around us. No shortage of grief, of death, of destruction. And there's no shortage of ugliness in our own hearts. Of greed, selfishness, hate. But neither is there a shortage of beauty, of things which should cause us to stand in awe and wonder. Laughter, music, love, a sleeping child, a ship at sea, the spinning stars, the swirl of our fingertips. If there is darkness, there is also surely light.
Leaves are falling, the wolves are calling, and death goes with them. The light is waning, the night will rain on me. But in the heart of the deepest dark, the light is shining. I lift my head from my dying bed and sing. Oh, what beautiful things I see. Oh, what beautiful things I see. Reprimand us with reckless savagery. I see.
This is The Medicine Show on CITR 101.9 FM. You were just listening to Dustin Kensrue with the song What Beautiful Things off his album Carry the Fire. And we will be right back with Marry Me live in the studio.
Returning on July 7th to 16th is the 6th Annual Indian Summer Festival, a multidisciplinary arts festival in Vancouver that features some of the finest artists and visionaries from Canada, South Asia, and beyond. This year's special guest for the pre-festival curtain raiser on June 10th is Waris Ahluwalia, noted actor, model, and designer, who was most recently in the news for his campaign, hashtag Fear is an Opportunity to Educate, when he was prevented from boarding a flight because of his turban. Spend an evening with an iconoclast who works across the globe and across disciplines with an unwavering commitment to creating a more thoughtful way of living. Visit IndianSummerFest.ca for all the details.
The news midweek, when the midweek news broke that Teo Dezar wasn't going to be playing in this game.
He's growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart Play brought to you by B BC Hydro Power Smart, and CITR 101.9 FM.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts at citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Welcome back to the Medicine Show. We are live in the studio with the band Marry Me.
Yes. Hi. And they're a rock, punk, blues trio. How you doing, Marry Me?
Fine, thank you.
We're good.
Doing pretty good.
Natalie Farah. Yeah. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, you are.
Thank you. Yes, on bass and vocals, is not playing bass because the amp was feeding back in the studio and it was the most ghostly, bizarre thing.
I'll be in my trailer.
Oh, no! Okay, so she usually plays bass and vocals. She's from Vancouver, teaches high school by day, and plays rock and roll by night. What a rebel. She's like a superhero.
Awesome.
Danny Lovelock plays guitar and vocals, is from Peachland. He's a truck-driving hairstylist, modern renaissance rock man.
I can say I did not write that for myself, but thanks, babe. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Natalie wrote your bio.
My bio was written by Natalie, I guess. Yeah, thank you.
Danny Lovelock plays guitar and vocals. God, what a cool name. Okay, he plays guitar and vocals. He's from Peach. Oh, wait, no, that was, sorry. Kenny Dietrich, Machine Gun Kenny, on percussions tonight. Well, he usually plays drums, and he's sort of scaled down his drum set to a snare drum, a kick, and a hi-hat, so that's cool. We're just going to say it's percussionist so we don't get too loud in here. Usually plays drums, is from Cold Lake, Alberta. He's an audiovisual enthusiast by day, hard-hitting, rapid fire rock drummer by night, also a superhero.
Yeah.
Double, what's your secret identity? He's a mild-mannered drummer by day. Anyway, please welcome on a plane, on a train, in a burlap sack, Marry Me.
Thank you.
All right, you guys want to go into a song right away?
Sure.
And we're going to listen to what you guys sound like, and then we'll get, and then we'll say hello and talk more about the band. What song are you guys going to do?
This is our title track off of our new EP called Itchy Blood.
Can I make this
sound? Scandalous. Itchy Blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there you go. Got it. I'm good. No, I'm good.
You got to tighten those things if you want it to happen there a little bit more.
Yeah. All right.
There we go.
I'm good.
Okay, we're good.
Good to go on the Medicine Show.
This bag of bones, you thought you could hide. My bag of bones, you thought you could hide. Still have itchy blood on the inside. Still have itchy blood on the inside. I'm gonna tie you up and keep you for myself. If I can't help you, no one's gonna want you. This itchy blood wants you to open the door. My bones are screaming from a box on the floor. My itchy blood flows through every vein. Let them out. You hear me knock on the closet door. You hear me knock on the closet door. Can't run, can't hide when this itch wants more. Can't run, can't hide, cause this bitch wants more. I'm gonna tie you up and keep you for myself. If I can't have you, no one's gonna want you. This itchy blood wants you to open the door. My bones are screaming from a box on the floor. My itchy blood flows through air.
That's Marry Me on the Medicine Show.
Woo.
Milo. What'd you think, Chris? Oh, it's just terrible. It's just terrible, that rock and roll.
It's getting hot
so
in here.
So rambunctious. Woo. Thank you guys very much. And so, Itchy Blood, right?
What itchy blood.
Can you give us an idea of what you were thinking when you wrote this song?
It's kind of the... It's a bit of an explanation as to what it feels like when you don't know why you want to get up and move and do something. It's that kind of ants in your pants, but...
Unfinished business.
Unfinished, yeah.
What about the burlap sack thing?
Oh, burlap sack is a band in Calgary. They're awesome. They're like if you mix the Chili Peppers with like the Lonely Island, like they're funky folk rock. And they're every time we go to Calgary and we play with them. So our tour that we're going on next week to in Alberta and BC is going to be with burlap sack. That's why it's called "Marry Me in a burlap sack."
And I was thinking, you know, you guys are like. Playing from a burlap sack, or like it was a concept album or something.
So that's a really good concept.
Yeah. It's like
we're going to be dressed in burlap sack on stage, right? That's going to be our outfit, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the anti-fashion statement. That's kind of what I was thinking. But
No need to worry about wardrobe or anything like
you
that.
You definitely should check out Burlap Sack if you have not before, because they're wicked. They play musical chairs as a band.
Yes.
Jimmy will start on the drums and then Matt, and they're literally playing a different instrument almost every song.
Every second song, switching up songs.
Yeah.
It's really musicianal chairs.
That's very cool. It's like they're multi-instrumentalists and they're just musical chairs.
Musicianal chairs. So you guys just recorded this album. You did that at Viking Shield Recording?
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Yes.
With Travis Scholde.
Travis Scholde was the producer. We went into the project telling him that we wanted to capture our live sound more than what we would normally go into doing a studio record. So he got really excited with the idea of us doing, the live capturing. And we feel like he did a really, really good job of emulating what we sound like live on this record. So.
And to do that, he'd have to record the drums in Afterlife Studios, I'm guessing.
Afterlife, yeah.
Which used to be Mushroom Studios.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which is where Led Zeppelin has recorded, and BTO, The Tragically Hip.
Jaw-dropping. I was playing drums in there, just jaw-dropping. The sounds alone.
Yeah. With a lot of recordings these days, not to say anything bad about anybody else, but it is typical to sample. It's typical to sample drums nowadays, and we were
auto-tune vocals too.
And we were very insistent to use the actual drum tracks that we recorded without any kind of sampling on the drums. So
and no auto-tune.
Yeah, and we're very excited with the way that the drums turned out. So
nice. One of my all-time favorite drum sounds is when the levee breaks. Yeah. And what I understand is the drum kit was just sitting in the foyer of a house, and Bonham was just kicking on it, and Paige heard him from upstairs. He was like, "That's perfect." He hung a mic up at the top of the stairwell and recorded that, and that's one of the most sampled drum sounds.
Yeah.
Well, anyways,
that's what I learned today.
Music trivia on The Medicine Show. You guys gonna play another song?
I gotta tune up.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right. So we're going to just take a quick break. And so what song do you want to play? Let's listen to what would you like to hear? Un Funk Cabron? Can you bring up Un Funk Cabron?
Un Funk Cabron.
Which is Santa Lucia. And they are also Medicine Show family. They've been on the show before. And so this is a song by them. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show. Broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
In the midst of our community, we know where the weapons of mass destruction are. They're not in Iraq, they're in Detroit and Chicago and Atlanta and Montgomery. That's where the weapons of mass destruction are.
Fame.
på skitten med medie og lau. Det mi feil, og nu skal jeg lage. Men in is only doing his job. Me while the people down below, their only hope to break out of all. What's on for bass, I sit in his chairs. Covering his gas for new twist, yeah, bear. Mill up some on and he tell his friends. Business is good, you can only win. So when they got no could go to school, a congressman thinks it's very cool. People accumulating wealth, don't need to go to school, learn to kill. The latest poll say the country's rich, and many people live in the street. Spending billions upon the war, to do the same to beat all the poor. The soldier war is only a job, living the American dream at any cost. Business is good, it's great job, an industry made bullets and bombs. It's well, it's cool to be army strong, when your paycheck comes from popping bombs. From town to town, where you and I are here today, living the moment, jumping round. It doesn't hurt me in the least to watch it all go down on TV, like a goddamn good reality show. Pick up the phone and text you both. Who's gonna win and who's gonna lose? And in the end, will be me and you. We can't allow this to go on, but I guess war's just a fucking job.
Ah, Jess. That was Santa Lucia. And, well, it says Un Funk Cabron, which, you know, whether that's actually the title, I'm pretty sure it is. You can check them out. They got a web presence. So since it is celebrated across this country as being Canada Day, and some people call it Turtle Island Day, we are going to play something that is referred to as the Centennial Speech by Chief Dan George, but he had another name for it. But I'll just let him speak, and we'll be back in a few minutes on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
How long have I known you? 100 years? Yes. 100 years. and many, many Sienna Moore.
I have known you when your forests were mine, when they gave me my meat and my clothing. I have known you in your streams and rivers, where your fish flashed and danced in the sun, and whose water said, "Come, come and eat of my abundance." I have known you in the freedom of your winds, and my spirit, like your winds, once roamed this good land.
But in the long 100 years since the white man came, I have seen my freedom disappear like the salmon mysteriously going out to the sea. The white man's strange customs, which I could not understand, pressed down upon me until I could no longer breathe. When I fought to protect my home, my land, I was called savage. When I neither understood nor welcomed this new way of life, I was called lazy. When I tried to rule my people, I was stripped of my authority. How can I celebrate with you this centenary, this 100 years? Shall I thank you for the reserves that are left me of my beautiful forests, for the canned fish in my rivers, for the loss of my pride and my authority, even among my own people, for the lack of my will to fight back? No, I must forget what is past and gone.
O Great Spirit, give me back the courage of the olden chiefs. Let me wrestle with my surroundings. Let me once again live in harmony with my environment. Let me humbly accept this new culture, and through it, rise up and go on. I shall grasp the instruments of the white man's success, his education, his skills. And with these new tools, I shall build my race into the proudest segment of your society. I shall see our young braves and our chiefs sitting in the house of law and government, ruling and being ruled by the knowledge and freedom of our great land.
So shall we shatter the barriers of isolation. So shall the next 100 years be the greatest and the proudest in the history of our tribes and nations.
Cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
My name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
The Parts Unknown Show!
Break your fingers.
We're back on the air. Are we? Are we actually on the air? We're back on the air after all those messages.
Was that an existential question? Or like, technically, yes, we are back.
We're back on the Medicine Show with Mary Me. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Has anything
good.
Changed?
Good, thank you. Nope. Nope.
Is your car still there after paying the parking?
Car's still there.
Yeah, car's still there. It's still an arm and a leg to park at UBC.
It's still hot in here.
So, Allie was going to ask you something
about the what?
I can't do it. I can't do it. Ali was going to ask you. You guys got some gigs coming up, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Go ahead.
Oh, so, me. We're going to Alberta and come back to BC. Can talk
too. All right.
Yeah. We're starting in Canmore next Friday. Staying at the Canmore Hotel, Canmore Bar. It's awesome if you've ever gone to Canmore. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, totally. And then we're going to Cold Lake. Probably having a private house party at Kenny's house. So if you know where Kenny's live, if you know where Kenny lives, yeah, then you can Kenny! Probably come to the house party.
Have you talked to your mom about that, Kenny?
Christina, if you're listening,
the plan is to throw a house party,
but outside, like an outside party. Yeah, and then Sunday the 10th is Danny's birthday, so that'll be fun. Then we're playing at the Blind Beggar in Calgary during Stampede on the Monday, the 11th. Hitting up Golden, BC. The Rockwater Tuesday, and then we got Penticton at the Elite on Thursday the 14th, Peachland at the Edgewater, which is like one of our favorite spots to play, Friday the 15th, and then back in Vancouver at Studio Records on Saturday the 16th with Burlap Sack, the entire tour, the sacks.
Yeah.
So they're called Burlap Sack, not in a Burlap Sack.
No, they're called Burlap Sack with no K, SAC.
I'm still confused. Okay, so then... Didn't this ad say something about
the
you
tour
guys
is
being...
called "Marry Me in a Burlap Sack"?
Didn't we cover this?
It's like saying the Tea Party, the Edges of Twilight tour. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I just said the Tea Party because Chris is wearing that shirt. It's like the first thing that comes to my mind is the Tea Party.
I do like the Tea Party.
I do
the
too.
Tea Party.
I saw them live. They're so good.
They're one of the best bands live ever. You know.
Have I totally said that?
I've
it's
seen them
pretty
live.
They're impressive.
They are like, seriously good.
And the nice.
Drummer.
He's the best one of the best drummers
the best
I've ever seen.
One of the best Canadian
And they are the nicest guys.
Yeah. Oh,
I have many stories that over the next couple months I will probably share.
Isn't it funny how you like a band more instantly just if you know they're nice people, you know?
Yeah, they're actually people.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Like, it changes everything. And there's like stories of people that, oh, he's my idol until I met him. He's a total like mean person. So now I hate the band. And even when I listen to them, I can't stand their sound.
Exactly. Yeah. It changes the whole perspective. If you meet somebody and they're a jackass, you know, you don't ever want to buy their record for sure, right? Yeah. I'm not supporting that guy. I don't, you know, whatever.
Now, these guys, on the other hand, they're helping Travis move last night. We were all helping Travis move. And
we did help Travis move.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Who's Travis and where did he come from?
He's our producer. He produced this album, and he also plays mandolin on the album.
And he lives across the street from me,
really?
Or did until last night.
Show?
And now
invite
he's gone.
Him on the show, just even if he plays the mandolin by himself or with anybody.
He's pretty awesome. Yeah,
he's actually.
And that's shout out to Travis and Katie right now. They're listening.
Shout
I happen
out.
To know.
Travis
and Haley. Hey,
we
Haley.
Love you. We love you. It was a pleasure to help you move.
Shout out, Sally.
Yeah.
Say hello.
Yes, exactly.
Say
something hello.
Something in your language to a shout out to someone who might be listening.
Salam mikonam be hame kasai ke ma ro mishnaven
imshab. To the Medicine Show.
To the Medicine Show. Welcome to CITR.
Great stuff. We actually all were dying to hear. What? Go ahead.
Well, usually when you say, hey, are you going to help me move? That's when your friends disappear. But
that's how you can tell who your true friends are.
And that's why you don't get a truck. Like, don't get a truck if you don't want to help your friends move.
And not only that, but there was no truck.
The end of the month comes, and all of a sudden those people that you haven't heard from and that, you know, you've talked to and you wanted them to help you in some way, all of a sudden all these people are calling you at the end of the month because you own a truck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never owned a truck. I don't know.
I
assume that's
vehicles.
True. Yeah.
So how about another song so
sure.
we can get another.
You got it. Let's do.
Are you singing on this one?
I sing a little bit, yeah. I'll let Natalie sing most of it.
I'll let Natalie sing most of it.
No, I do. I just, I do. In general, I let you sing. I'm just go ahead.
Okay.
Two-bar intro?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Joe.
Wow. Yeah. What? What?
Right on.
Right on.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So you guys had a 2014 summer tour where you played 25 cities across North America.
Yes, we did.
Piece of cake.
Tell us about that one, because I hear that there was some exciting stories that happened on the road.
It sounds a lot huger than it is.
Across North America.
It was huge. It was huge, but it was pubs.
It's a good way to see the country.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell? Should I tell?
It's like a paid road trip.
It is. It was.
Yeah.
Well, the one story that some people, if you're lucky enough to know this story, we don't indulge in the grass, the marijuana. We do not. And they're laughing because of the way I'm saying it. But honest to God, we don't. And I have a lovely friend. We have a lovely friend who offered to house it for us and brought over his duffel bag the night before he left. Left this black duffel bag in our house. And he left it by all of our gear, everything we're going to take. So the next morning when we had the trailer, the truck, we're loading it all in. The duffel bag gets loaded in. We didn't know. It just looks like it was someone's bag. And, you know, we go across the border going into Washington and stuff. And we were really nervous about being checked out, even though we had nothing to hide because we're very honest people. But they didn't have to check us too thoroughly, because if you have all of your paper, this note to bands out there, if you do all of your homework and do all of your paperwork and pay a lot of money to get proper visas and stuff, they don't really check you out. So, but it's more if you're suspicious, they will. So we get into Oregon at like 3 o'clock in the morning and unloading. We're like, whose bag is this, guys? Nobody's. Open up the flap and there's this huge whiff of 2 ounces of stuff.
At least a couple of ounces of weed.
And we were so freaked out because we're like, whose is this? And then, of course, unfortunately, the person whose it was lost it. But yeah.
Yeah. And did you try and like sell it at the bus depot to make your gas money or anything?
You know what? That's really funny. I'm not going to deny that. But not the bus depot, but downtown Portland.
Yeah.
Danny found
I found a guy. He seemed to think that BC weed was garbage, and I was like, "You know what, man? I'm not trying to make money off this, but you know, it'd be nice to get something. You can't just throw it away, you know. At least we know if we're giving it to somebody, it goes in somebody's good hands, right?" So they're like, "Give me what you want for it." He's like, "Oh, you know, BC weed's crap. I'll go try it and I'll come back. I'll let you know what I want, what I can
give
you for it."
Check this shit out.
He comes back with like three of his friends, and they literally look like they're levitating. He's like, "Whoa, you know, I can sell this, man. I'll give you whatever you want for it." I was like, "Oh man, just whatever you got, man."
That's like most people's dream: opening up this like this holy grail and like the ark, and but not ours, like our worst nightmare.
You know, one person's, you know, floor is another man's ceiling. One person's nightmare is another man's dream. Right?
Well put, Jason. Well said.
Yes. Yeah. So. It was good. It was good to get the make a good impression of one of our finest exports.
They all of a sudden became like criminals, not knowing. Yeah. So what? And I always like to ask, what sort of? Okay, so I usually ask people, what's the best food you experienced on the road? But you guys played bars, so I want to know, what's the worst food experience you had on the road?
Oh, wait. Can we talk about Prince's Chicken?
Yeah, well, that was a good food experience followed by a bad food experience.
So it's like, it was at Memphis. No, that was Nashville. It's supposed to be the best fried chicken in Nashville. Like, it's pretty worldwide known. And it looks like a little hole. It's freaking delicious. It's delicious, but like
double spicy chicken.
Yeah, coated, nice and crispy. But it's like, with the four of us, it was definitely Ring of Fire after.
We all knew exactly why we were having the same experience.
One hotel room, four guys, one girl.
Three guys, one girl.
And fighting.
No wind blew this way.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was a good experience. Bad food? What was bad food that we had?
Bad food? I don't know. Did we have bad food?
I don't think I could ever have another fillet of fish.
We tried to do like the food of each region. So, like, we went to Memphis and we had ribs. Oh, we didn't. We didn't have it. We stopped eating meat at the time, yeah.
I stuffed my face, yeah, personally, Kenny said, but it was delicious.
You had alligator in New Orleans, Kenny.
Yeah, I had alligator sausage in New Orleans, yeah.
Kenny had alligator.
Alligator?
Yeah. Okay, and well, we had gumbo.
Did it taste like chicken?
Yeah.
That's what people say about every weird food.
Every
right?
weird
it,
food.
It tastes like chicken.
It was nicer, but it tastes like chicken.
We didn't have poutine in Montreal, but I've had poutine in Montreal. It's okay. But that's, I remember it being quite sad.
Well, I want to tell a little quick story about the best lemon tarts from a tour. Yeah. Natalie brought in some lemon tarts tonight. Those were really good.
Those are really
good. Shout out to the mother-in-law. Danny's mom. Danny's mom's recipe makes Danny's favorite dessert. So I bow to her.
I asked my mom where she got that from. She got it from my dad's mom, who got it out of a magazine, like the, I don't know.
Like a homemaker's magazine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So no problem on the lemon tarts.
You're delicious. Very welcome.
You guys want to play another song?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Let me just stay here for a second.
What's coming up now?
We're, this is Danny. Danny wrote a pub shanty.
Is that what it's called?
Nope. Pub. It's called Stiff Upper Lip.
Oh, nice.
Stiff Upper Lip.
No, it's called Hold Me Up.
Oh, right. I'm sweating. It's... Right.
Oh, I got a text from mom here. She's listening.
Kenny's mom says, "We're sitting around campfire listening, guys. Yes, I did listen to both songs. Yes, I'm ready to party with you guys."
Okay. Shout out to mom.
Danny's mom, thanks for lemon pie. Kenny's mom, thanks for the party. My mom, absolutely. Hi mom.
All right, you sing the majority over there. You guys over there, you ready? Okay. Bring us down a little bit.
Everybody out there in audience land, sing along to the chorus of the song.
Yeah, if you guys are at the range listening to this, you sing along.
Have a drink on me.
Stiff upper lip, drink that last sip, another one's on its way. Call the wife for If you're pissed, seeing double, and looking for trouble, you ain't gonna find any here. I'll fight for my love and what's rightfully up, but I'd rather buy you a beer. Oh, hold me up, my friend. Without you, I'd be on the floor. Oh. Without you, I would be no more.
Oh, meet me here on Sunday morn and tell me about last night. Cheers me beers or sing to me, dear, until last call on Sunday night.
Hey!
Hold me up, my friend. Without you, I'd be on the floor. Hold me up, my friend. Without you, I would be no more.
One more song.
When the whiskey runs dry, we call it a night, and we drink our last drinks to them. Our women, our wives, we owe them our lives. May they see us through to the end.
Hey!
Oh, I'd be on the floor. Hold me up, my friend. Without you, I would be no.
say we're drunk. We're not drunk. That's just a song.
It's just a song on the Medicine Show, CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver on Coast Salish unceded territory. All right. How are we doing for timing there, Christopher?
We're doing great.
Okay. Well, it's 12:01. And so I guess that was the obligation right there, done and through. Thank you so much. And did you have any other things for them? Not no. right away. That's no, okay.
We can
not
play five things. Right away. We'll play five things.
Five things.
Five things.
Go for it.
Five we'll play a little improv game called Five Things. Okay. Chris, you already know how to play.
So, we're going to play a
Chris,
game?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Chris, ready? You'll catch on, Jason.
No.
Five movies that you like. Go.
Shawshank Redemption.
One.
Fight Club.
Two.
Star Wars.
Three.
What?
You say anything behind him, he's gonna say it.
Forrest Gump.
Four.
And Aladdin.
Five things.
it's a good way to get to know people.
Because
some people's minds are really, really twisted when you ask them.
Oh, can I do mine next?
Yeah,
can I do mine next? Okay, The Man with Two Brains. Angel.
Two.
The Jerk.
Three.
The Jerk.
Steve Martin.
The Jerk, for sure.
Gotta watch the Jerk.
So good. Go home, watch Jerk. I'm totally doing it.
I did like Star Wars, I guess, but I think that, oh, yeah, Madagascar. I like that one.
Kenny, what about you?
Star Wars, definitely Star Wars.
Which one?
Everybody loves Star Wars. That's hilarious, eh? We're getting like I wonder if we're going to get that again. Go ahead. Was one?
Lord of the Rings, first one.
Two.
what's one of Pacific Rim's all right. It's all right. It's not
three.
Bad.
Film's local.
Definitely Godzilla. I watched it like 7,000 times.
Yeah.
Film the Vancouver one?
Yeah. Vancouver one, the new one, yeah.
Okay.
Destroy Vancouver.
I gotta go with
Godzilla's got a vendetta against Vancouver.
It's like the rain, he's like David
Duchovny.
The new
Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
That's all right.
That was all right.
Daddy?
Yeah. Well, I'll say all of those movies just because I like putting on movies to fall asleep to, and those first three are definitely the best ones to fall asleep. I'll put on the Star Wars saga just to fall asleep. And Lord of the Rings is perfect when I'm feeling.
No,
like,
The Hobbit's better to fall asleep
to.
Hobbit's my God.
That's like a half
I
an hour
love
movie
the Hobbit,
turned into 3 hours.
Yeah.
But they could have done it in one movie, right?
Right? The book is like this.
Yeah.
It's so tiny. Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff in that movie that
for
just
for the franchise thing.
I totally. What else? Oh, you like Train Spotting, and you like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that.
I don't know. I don't know what else I.
I wanted to mention, you know, how many times there's two films that I've fallen asleep to many times, and one was 2001: Space Odyssey,
yeah.
And the other one was Clockwork Orange. I've fallen asleep trying to watch these movies so many times.
So Kubrick lullabies.
I like Gladiator. I like Rebel Without a Cause, Citizen Kane, Pride and Prejudice, the Keira Knightley version.
That's another one to fall asleep to for me. Yeah.
That's like, Keira. Did Robert Smith like do a movie or something? What do you mean by the Cure?
Keira Knightley. Oh, the Cure version of Pride and Prejudice. Somebody out there has just been inspired
to make a Pride and Prejudice inspired Cure.
The Cure should write a musical.
There you go.
About
there we go.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Lockstock. There you go. That's my
Lockstock. Guy Ritchie stuff.
Haven't heard of that one.
Lockstock.
Two
Smoking Guns.
I think they should make a horror story about how hot this studio gets.
It's a sweat lodge. We're just doing a sweat. We're getting to know each other. It's cool. Anyway.
No, it
it's hot. Actually,
the heat of the studio. This place is like hell in here.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
You guys got one more song, right?
Anybody seen Independence Day?
That's it?
The new one?
Okay.
Lock is for the bass.
I haven't
either. No, the other one is not
bass. The other one's
bass. Sorry. You can play one, though.
Okay.
Do you want to play one of...
Actually, we could play the recording.
Yeah, we're gonna get to their song. Do you have the... he's going to play an MP3.
Their new single.
This is the new one of Itchy Blood?
Yeah.
This is the studio version. Do you want to talk about for a quick second while he's cueing that? Oh, hey, let's just listen to it and we can talk about it afterwards.
What? All the
this bag of bones, you thought you could hide. This bag of bones, you thought you could hide.
Itchy and Scratchy song. All right, Natalie. So that was Itchy Blood.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you so much for sharing. Did you want to say anything about the song besides what we've talked
about? Oh, no, just that Travis, our producer, calls that particular mix. That isn't the Depths of Hell mix. That's the original. He's got a new one mixed that sounds like Danny's in the Depths of Hell when he sings. So it's called Itchy Blood from the Depths of Hell.
Right. Okay. Well, so we wanted to do where if people want and they like Marry Me, where can people get more Marry Me? Like web presence. And he was going to mention the Facebook as well.
Oh, you go. You Portmore turned in with these things.
You go right ahead.
So Marry Me Music.
I'm not trying to hog the mic.
Marry Me Music. It's marrymusic.ca.
Marrymusic.ca. And that has all the links to everything on it. So if you want to just kill one bird, no birds. We don't want to kill any birds.
Don't
if you want it, I know that's exactly. I'm trying to say.
If you want to multitask.
If you want to set many birds free, all at once.
Set many birds free. Marrymemusic.ca. Instagram is at photos by Marry Me. Add us on Instagram. It's fun. We just joined Snapchat today, and it's like
what's
Marry
Snapchat?
Me.
What is it?
What's Snapchat?
Marry Me Band.
What's Snapchat? It is Marry Me Band. Marry
let's
Band.
Let's talk Snapchat. It is something that you can send someone pictures.
I'm denying
and
that it
exists.
It
only lasts for a few seconds. So people are using it to send pictures of themselves
I'm
and other
do
experiences.
It. We should do it, like, right now.
Like driving?
But no, you're not
eating food.
I think they put out a thing. Snapchat put out a thing saying don't snap and drive. I'm pretty sure they did.
But it's being used for good and bad, let's just say.
Well, I was on Snapchat like 2 years ago, and I deleted it, my personal account, because I started getting like these random pictures from people I don't know just sending me shots of their junk. These guys be like, hey, what's up? And it's like this, you know.
Like stuff from
like,
their attic and their garage.
Why did you
and...
ask for this?
Exactly. So I was like, I don't need these strangers adding me on Snapchat, sending me shots of their junk. It's not what, you know.
That's why I...
didn't join too. And then we had a seminar last week, and they were telling us that Snapchat is the place to be.
I guess they probably worked out some of the bugs.
Don't send us stupid pictures.
I thought Instagram was the place.
It is.
Send us stupid pictures.
No, but
it's fine.
Don't
send us
no like crotch pictures. That's what I don't want. That's not what I want.
Unless it's really, really interesting, and you know, it better be a really good crotch.
We're on Twitter.
Damn,
on Twitter, we're
amazing.
Marry Me Music One. On
and that's
Twitter,
all the
by
time
the
we
way.
Have for tonight.
I've ever seen.
Put some work into it.
Really, like dress it up, you know. Put a few bit of parsley around it, you know. You know, that's like some condiments on this side, you know.
Put some effort into disguising it and make it funny. No, just don't.
Like French cuisine or something.
Right.
Anyway, shout out. Right. Shout out.
What else are we
shout
on?
Out.
Oh, yeah. Big, huge shout out to Lauren.
To Lauren.
She's in Ireland right now. She's like the first lady of Marry Me, Kenny's girlfriend. She's the best.
Shout out to my mom listening right now. Hey, Mom. Woohoo! Be there next weekend.
Sitting
shout
around the campfire.
To Kenny's mom.
Hi, Mom.
And Willie.
Hi, Kenny's
and
mom.
Willie. Happy Canada Day.
All of our parents. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hey. Hey.
Christine, Sophia.
That's it.
Yeah, that's all.
What song are we
gonna Everybody do? From Pine Tree.
All right. Did we cover everybody? Did we miss anybody? We must have missed somebody.
You can add some studio audience after, right?
Yeah, we'll have people clapping and cheering for every each of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Kenny's mom.
How many sound bites do we need for that, right?
Hey.
Hi. Okay, so that was the shout outs portion. Oh, wait. Good.
Last biggest shout out to Mama Rock, Kelly Jasper.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly had a radio station out of Washington and spins Marry Me all the time, and it's no more, but she's still promoting Canadian music, and she's the best.
Cool.
Yeah, we got a lot of support from her. That was good. She's
all right. Okay, we're going to come back for a big thanks to everybody in a minute. But for now, we're going to listen to... Oh, did we get the 20 after commercials?
It's not 20 after yet.
Oh, good. That's okay. So we're going to do a quick song by another Medicine Show family member. His name is Kala Sida. Anyway, Kala does the Blessed Coast Music Festival every year. Have I got the right one? Yes. And he has got this, he started out with really acoustic music, and this is his electrified stuff called Naga Rasta. By Kala Sida on the Medicine Show.
The very first Rasta, bring in the ganja from the River Ganga to create the Jamaican Rasta Sangha. Trapped in this body, in this mind, not in a langa. In the India mystery, we call this moksha. The blissful lion is the conscious freedom soldier. The more you meditate, the more you realize. This illusion that was separate is the Maya. We fight her with the sacred heart of the lion. Unsheath the sword of truth and it takes us back to Zion.
To Zion, to Zion. It takes us back to Zion. From each other, but you only got your own master plan.
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya. We are the Rastas, Sri Naga Babas. Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya. We are the Rastas, Sri Naga Babas. Namah Shivaya. The more you meditate, the more you realize. I am a Rasta, Lion of Judah. I am a Buddha, a son of Rama. I and I, Brahma, Shiva, Vishnu, and I never miss you. I'm always with you. Before the Hindus, deep in the Indus, when no one remembers, deep in the embers, started this fire. Deep in the heart of desire, at the first funeral pyre, when the first rite was written, with the fierce light within. Beyond mind and time, I and I, your Rasta. I and I a lion. I and I a lion.
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya. We are the Rastas, Sri Naga Babas. Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya. We are the Rastas, Sri Naga Babas. Namah Shivaya.
The more you meditate, the more you realize.
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya.
The more you meditate, the more you realize.
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya.
back to Zion. Namah Shivaya, we are the Rastas, Sri Naga Babas. Namah Shivaya, we are the Rastas, Sri Naga Babas. Namah Shivaya.
The more you meditate, the more you realize.
All right, that was Calisida on The Medicine Show. Every Friday night, 11 to 12:30, The Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded territory on Musqueam land. And tune in next week for sure on The Medicine Show. We'll have more live music and laughter because Ali, DJ Alligator, will be here. And this guy's...
DJ Alligator and Chris, of course, is DJ Chris, of course.
Yeah, we're going to work on that.
I'm DJ Jason.
We're going to work on that.
DJ. Like,
yeah, maybe.
Yeah, so.
So in the spirit of this, you know, Turtle Island Day, Canada Day, in the spirit of unity, I thought I would share an Ojibwe prayer that my wife just shared the other day. It's pretty neat. All right, so, O Great Spirit, whose voice I hear in the winds and whose breath gives life to all the world, hear me. I am small and weak. I need your strength and wisdom. Let me walk in beauty and make my eyes ever behold the red and purple sunset. Make my hands respect the things you have made and my ears sharp to hear your voice. Make me wise so that I may understand the things you have taught my people. Let me learn the lessons you have hidden in every leaf and rock. I seek strength not to be superior to my brother, but to fight my greatest enemy, myself. Make me always ready to come to you with clean hands and straight eyes, so when life fades as the fading sunset, my spirit will come to you without shame.
All right.
That's a great poem. It's a prayer.
The Indian Amen. Prayer. Actually, you can also hear, you can check that out on the internet, and I know it's definitely out there by Chief Dan George.
He's done that one?
Yeah, I've actually played that on the show. I'm really nice I to thought hear so. You do it. Yeah.
I think my wife heard you play that on the show. What nation is he? Do you know?
He's local. I think he is from the Squamish band or the Tsleil Waututh band.
He was a fantastic actor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. So we're coming to the end of the show, and I just wanted to, I guess, are we going to go, let's do the commercials first, and then we're going to do the thanks.
All right.
So,
to the commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
The second annual Vancouver Taco Fest will be held at beautiful outdoor Swan Guard Stadium this year. Taco. Expect multiple taco and food vendors, the Ring of Fire Taco Eating Contest, a gigantic taco piñata filled with swag, wag, 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 and prizes, along with performances by The Jolts, Mendoza, The Pretties, Frank Love, Girlfriends and Boyfriends, La Chinga, Obscene Being, The Godspot, The Brass Action, and Did You Die.
Plus many more.
Pre-sale tickets are $15 online and in person at Neptune, Red Cat, and Zulu. Admission at door is $20 this July 16th. All ages are welcome. Plus, kids and seniors get in free.
at Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Get that other... that la... All right, we're back on the Medicine Show. And I did want to say about Kala Siddha. Kala is holding the Blessed Coast Music Festival in Squamish every year lately for the last few years. It's going to be a great show. They had Buck McCoe last year, and I'm wondering where this other music is coming from. And so every week we're here. Come tune in next week for some more live music on the Medicine Show. So I'm Jason Lawrence. This is Christopher Heinemann and Ali Ghazani with Marry Me. And it's time. Let's give thanks. So your turn first for Marry Me.
Thank you guys very much for having us on today. And thanks for anybody tuning in and listening. I really appreciate it.
Just another forward. Thanks for having us on the show today. Appreciate it. Had a lot of fun. And shout out to anybody that's listening and tuning in.
Thanks, you guys, having us on the show. Ditto. And thanks for everyone that's listening and supporting us. Our friends, family, colleagues, everyone. Thanks for being in our life.
I'd like to thank the Academy. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
You took mine.
Like I was asking for a thanks, and I do apologize for that. But okay, so I'd like to thank The Maker, the band called Marry Me with Natalie Farah, Danny Lovelock, Kenny Dietrich, our house DJs Christopher Heinemann and Ali Ghazani, DJ Alligator, and never mind.
We're working on it.
Please let us know your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and through our website, themedicineshow.ca. We're going to leave you with Prince E smoking weed with the president. We'll see you next week on The Medicine Show, with live music and laughter and hopefully some insight coming up next. It's Late Night Show with DJ Rye.
You was not as bad as they make it sound. So you're the president that I believe can handle this. Heck, your campaign slogan was "Yes, we cannabis."
Hey.
Just kidding, but seriously, let's examine this subject truthfully, dog. Look,
see,
you taught constitutional law at Harvard, right? In 96, well, you should know the Declaration of Independence was drafted out of hemp. So was the flag. So were the sails that pushed our ships on the path to the colonies. So was the fuel used for Henry Ford's Model T. So in a sense, you could say that pot has actually driven American history.
Please, it makes you lazy and underachieved.
But how can that be when some of the most successful people smoke weed? From Walt Disney to Milton Fried. From Stephen King to Steve Jobs. The apple didn't fall from the tree. You get it? Steve Jobs, Apple, trees, Jobs created the Apple computer, high off weed. See, people believe that this plan is sinful, but let's go back in time and find out exactly where these beliefs came from. Cause before the 1930s, you could blaze up, but after the 1930s, things changed up. Cause that's when President Hoover commissioned a man named Harry J. Anslinger as head of the Federal Bureau of Narcotics. His middle name's ironic, cause he was the main guy attempting to demonize marijuana. Cannabis sativa. See, the name marijuana he created as propaganda for the people to make it sound more dirty and a little more evil. He figured if he could scare the public enough, they would want it illegal. He teamed up with newspapers who had their own motivations.
Like what?
Google Decorticator. The newspapers printed fake stories about how every puff destroys your brain, making you crazy, insane, prone to murder and rape. They use race and then said again that we mix white women want to get pregnant by Negroes and immigrant Mexicans. And based off of no research or investigation, Congress rubber stamped that legislation, and then poof, there was a law around it. So we accepted it and never thought about it, but let's get smart about it. Lies and greed are the real reasons that it's illegal, and the reason you got that look on your face when I talk about it.
Smoking weed with the president. Getting high, 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 getting high
illegal for public health reasons. We don't want the American people breathing that stuff in and smoking it. Ain't nothing wrong with a little game day buzz, but marijuana is a dangerous, useless gateway drug. And you want me to legalize so that the kids can get it easier? Well, what can I say? Either that's something to laugh at, or bro, you're more of a jackass than Kanye.
A jackass? Okay. How about we talk about this rationally? See, every 6 seconds a person dies from tobacco and every 13 from alcohol.
Really?
Guess how many died in the last 10,000 years from weed?
I know you're gonna tell me.
None at all. A zip, zero, nada. No chance to overdose. Not one case in history, and no, I'm not blowing smoke. Don't be a coward, just regulate and control it. Take the power from the drug dealers who contaminate, sell it, and own it. See, they love the laws how they are because they make millions. When drug lords support your laws, it's time to amend them. As for the kids, yeah, I'd agree, except
what?
It's easier for kids to buy weed than to buy beer or cigarettes. Is that surprising?
A little bit.
About it, sir. How many drug dealers you know ask to see ID? And stop saying it's a gateway drug. Something so strong that you can't break away from. Big homie, listen. Quit being a politician. Studies show it's non-addictive and the gateway theory's a lot of fiction. A contradiction and you can quote me on it. You said marijuana was a useless drug? Hold up a moment. Medical tests and evidence show it's proven to treat glaucoma, cancer, asthma, multiple sclerosis. It could do so much if it was legal. But if it was legal, a lot of pharmaceutical drugs wouldn't be needed. I did my research and it seems that...
What? So what did you find out?
Big Pharma gave you millions of dollars. So if weed became legal, they would lose a lot of profit. And you would lose funding. So tell me, Mr. Presidential, is it really public health or is it special interest? Are you worried about the kids or the private businesses? Only a few years back, you was against lobbying and corporate robbery. You campaigned for change. Well, damn it, now demonstrate it in policy. Because if you really want to stimulate the economy and mitigate the problems that emanate from poverty, it's time to legalize this billion-dollar commodity. Harvard professor Jeffrey Myron estimated $9 billion generated in taxes from regulation, plus a another 11 will be saved from law enforcement resources and incarceration. That's 20 billion total every year. You saying this country don't need that kind of paper? Put it towards environment, invest in education, infrastructure in conjunction with job creation, or maybe a combination. Just stop laughing at the situation and give it serious consideration. It ain't a joke, ain't nothing funny. The country's broke and its people need money. It's simple economics. Clinton did it, Lincoln did it, and now you throw people in prison for this crime that we committed? Mr. President, if it's such a sin, then why don't you and the men I just named turn yourselves in?
But
I beg your pardon? See, I don't want to hear that circular logic. We ain't in that Oval Office. Let's be honest. If you got caught with marijuana the day you smoked, there wouldn't even be an Obama. No Barack at that prestigious college or Harvard getting his speeches polished with honors. Because today, you can't get a student loan if caught with one weed cigarette. But you can have a rape conviction on your record and still get a check, from the government. Yo, what the fuck is this? Do you not see injustice when it's people suffering sick, dying of cancer, whose only relief is a plant proven to ease pain? But that don't mean handcuffs. That don't mean being called a criminal. That don't mean thrown behind bars. Pitiful. Mr. President, this ain't political, it's commonsensical. Millions in prison for something that's never killed a single individual. But you make deals with prescription drug advocates, when just last year more Americans died from prescriptions in their cabinets than heroin, terrorism, murder, and traffic accidents combined. Mr. President, open your eyes and see the blood on the wall. These companies wouldn't care if the country was coming apart. They sharks, they only care about how much it'll cost. Ain't been a disease cured in 60 years. Why?
is a patient cured, it's a customer lost. Will I say enough is enough? It's time for us to fix this. It's time to get away from the pharmaceutical interest. Forget about the stigma, forget the opinions of politicians, cause collective ignorance don't mean wisdom. Forget about pandering to the system, cause when the system's wrong, sir, it's your duty to go against it. I urge you to reread that Ninth Amendment and have courage and conviction and remember your commitment to the people. Cause what if it was Malia? What if she needed a drug that was illegal to survive? Will things change? Will they be a little different? Will policy remain? Put yourself in that position. And nah, I'm not wishing that on you, just illustrating the consequences of this little plant situation. Cause a lot of politicians hate it, but I just broke it down. It's up to you to step up, sir. The time is now. I say the time is now. I hope you step up, sir. The time is now.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's